Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to another episode of Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. Today we're diving into something super important. Practicing self-compassion and self-love. Now, I know what you're thinking, haven't we heard this a million times before? Trust me, this isn't just another fluffy pep talk. We're going deep, exploring how these two powerful concepts can actually change the way you relate to yourself and the world around you. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs. There are days when you feel like a rock star, killing it in every aspect of your life. Then there are those other days, the ones where you just want to crawl under the covers and hide from the world. And on those tough days, especially when we mess up or face rejection, that inner critic can get pretty loud. We beat ourselves up, replay our mistakes on repeat, and forget to extend the same kindness and understanding we'd offer a good friend. But here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook. It's about acknowledging your humanity, accepting your flaws, and treating yourself with the same love and care you would give someone you cherish. Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend stumbled and scraped their knee. Would you berate them for tripping? Or would you offer a comforting hug, some words of encouragement, and maybe even a band-aid? Self-compassion is all about extending that same level of kindness and understanding to yourself. It's about recognizing that we're all works in progress, learning and growing every single day. So how do we actually cultivate this self-love and compassion? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Practice mindfulness. Ever get caught up in those thought spirals, replaying the past or stressing about the future? Mindfulness is like hitting the pause button on your mind. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. This can be as simple as focusing on your breath, paying attention to the sensations of your body, or savoring a cup of tea. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly puts you down? Yeah, it's time to challenge that negativity. When those critical thoughts pop up, ask yourself, would I say this to my best friend? Probably not. So why are we so quick to dish out harsh judgment to ourselves? Try rephrasing those negative thoughts into something more compassionate and supportive. 3. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. We often get so caught up in our goals that we forget to appreciate the journey and celebrate the milestones along the way. Take a moment to savor those successes, whether it's finishing a challenging project, having a meaningful conversation, or simply getting through a tough day. 4. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are nice. Self-care is about taking intentional steps to nourish your physical, emotional, and mental well-being. It's about making time for activities that bring you joy, setting boundaries that protect your energy, and prioritizing your needs. 5. Connect with others. We are social creatures, wired for connection. Nurturing meaningful relationships can be incredibly supportive in cultivating self-compassion. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you to be your best self, and celebrate your wins. Let me share a quick real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. You're preparing for a big presentation at work, and butterflies are doing backflips in your stomach. You start feeling anxious and doubt creeps in. Your inner critic whispers, "What if I mess up? What if people think I'm not good enough?" Now, instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, you take a deep breath, practice some mindfulness, and remind yourself, I've worked hard for this. I am capable and worthy. Even if things don't go perfectly, it's an opportunity to learn and grow. See the difference? By practicing self-compassion and self-love, you can reframe those negative thoughts and approach situations with more confidence and resilience. So remember, embracing self-compassion and self-love isn't a destination, it's a journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep showing up for yourself every single day. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you practice self-compassion and self-love in your daily life? Share your thoughts and stories in the comments below. And if this episode resonated with you, don't forget to subscribe to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations for more empowering insights and tools to help you build healthier relationships with yourself and others. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.